Now, President Trump is set to be in Israel on Monday. What kind of reception will he get?
Yeah, Andrew, he's going to get a huge welcome. We got a taste of that tonight at Hostage Square. The crowd kept chanting, "Thank you, Trump, thank you, Trump." Some in the crowd had placards of the president. They credit him for this ceasefire, and this is particularly true among the hostage families and their many supporters. They believe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected earlier opportunities to end the war, and it is clear that Trump put extensive pressure on Netanyahu and Hamas to accept this deal now. And I'll just add that when Witkoff mentioned Netanyahu's name, the crowd booed long and hard.
Oh, wow. All right, so that's the scene in Israel today. What's happening in Gaza now?
Yeah, again, we have these huge numbers of Palestinians continuing to leave southern Gaza, where they were crammed into tent camps, and they're making their way back to their homes in other parts of the territory. Of course, most are returning to homes that have been destroyed, and they'll probably continue living in tents indefinitely. Food, medicine, and other basics that have been critically short are now expected to be trucked in large quantities, which will provide some measure of badly needed relief. Now, NPR's Anas Baba, who has reported from Gaza throughout the war, says Hamas civilian police are back on the streets in some areas, and this could become an issue. Under the ceasefire plan, Hamas is supposed to give up its weapons and not play a role in the future governance of Gaza. But there's no one else at the moment to run Gaza, so we'll be watching closely to see exactly how to what extent Hamas reemerges.
Yeah.